Yeah, so you come around the left, wheel it's up like a double left, and then as soon as you're starting to go, try go over the right, when you're going over the top of the hill, the bike goes really light over there, so you're on the pegs steering the bike basically, and then...
Because I assume the bike's wanting to go left, but the next corner's a left-hander, so you're trying to bring it back right.
Yeah, so you're trying to bring it back right, and then bring it over, say, to the hedge on the right, to make less of a corner for the left. Breaking into there is like really bumpy, then there's a massive bump at the left basically, so
coming out of there it's kind of a couple of right handers.
Yeah, there's a double right, and then you flick over to the left, and then
you're right on the curb line there where you're flicking over.
Yeah, so you're on the, you're right next to the curb, but you have to be basically straight because there's another jump there, so as soon as I'm flicking over to the left, I'm basically on the pegs, just standing steering with my legs, and you're still driving hard, and you jump off it. You're like, you wheel. Well, what I'm doing is I'm like wheeling over, and it's jumping. Just and then there's not two wheels on the ground, so then it starts grabbing. And then as you come out of there, it's like a big long right, and there's
you're halfway drifting, down there. Yeah, you're drifting across the back towards the right of the road at that stage.
Yeah, and then you just. I'm roughly just off the... Well, I'm just on the right of the white line in the middle. Carry that through. And then where the curb is just before Glendulph on the left, where you go over the crest of the hill, you're still flat out there. But there's like a... It's like basically motocross. There's like a double before you come over the crest of the hill. So the bike jumps twice, and then you're over the crest, and then you can see the curb as well, like all in one. And then you're flat out through the left, you're flat to the right, and then you go past the DOI yard on the right. You're just staying, you're all over the road there basically, because you're back and forward across it. And then after the thing, you go over the crest on the left, but before I actually come here, such a crest, you can't see the curb on the inside, and like watching the onboards from before I came here, I actually battered my own head over it because I just didn't feel comfortable about it, and that's one of
my weaknesses. And of course the next corner's a right, isn't it? So assume again you want to be as far over towards that curb to take the next right.
Yeah, so it's like a double left, then it's like a long right, so it's quite difficult, to be fair, that bit of section, like without taking the bumps into consideration.
And trees.
Yeah.
And the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
So then you're around Glentryman's, kind of, I presume, quite a nice sweeping left-hander.
Yeah, that's quite a nice corner there. It's a lot faster than you think, and I've still got a bit of time there to be made as well, and I'm still cautious there.
And so a plow on, it's kind of a right, and then in the Conker Fields, obviously a very popular place to watch as well. How do you find that? I presume that it goes light by the tree there. You're keeping an eye on the curb there. Presume that is that the reason the K's on the tree, to remind you of the curbs there?
Yeah, so the K's on the tree to remind you that how much the curbs stick out, and that's where it is. But just before that, before the tree, you come back a little bit where you're exiting out of the right. You want to be next to the hedge on the right, and you go over to the curb again, then you're basically over to the right again, and then the curb, the K tree as they call it, is where the curb is. And then as soon as you can, you're still driving, but I'm still driving at the minute, but the other boys will be flat out through there, like straight through.
And then to sort of sweeping right, left into bottom of Sky Hill, I don't know, it's got a different name.
Yeah.
I've seen some footage there, and you do look very smooth through there. I presume I don't know, but it kind of seems short circuity types of sweeping bends. I don't know if that's the case, but that's what it is.
Yeah, there's a couple of real bad bumps on the left at where the bottom of Sky Hill is. So you just got to be cautious of that, and then... Yeah, you're driving into the next right, and then it's quite tight. Like it's fast, but it's tighter than you probably.
Is that where that white house is on your left?
Yeah. And then you're next to the curb on the left, coming out and into Milltown.
So over that little bridge, light, and you're immediately flicking it right as well.
Yeah, I like that bit of the track because it's quite a big jump, to be fair, even on a 600. So you jump and. By the time you landed, you're already starting to lean to get the bike to turn for the right.
Yeah.
And the right's, as soon as you landed, you flat out through it, basically.
Right, and then fly out along the straight. And then that left-hander by the school, is that a flat-out bend, or would it be eventually?
No.
So this is up.
No. At the minute, I'm where the primary school on the left, the second gate, say down that side on the left. That's where I break there, and I think I come back two, right. And then I drive up. Once I'm in, I drive hard out of there, and then back to fourth, I think, and then back to first, right. Palmer Square.